There was this new preacher going to a new church out in the country, just a little small country church. He gets there for his first Sunday, and he's all prepared. You know, he's fresh out of seminary, and this is his first church. He's ready to go, and he gets there, and nobody's showing up. And finally, this one old fella comes up in an old pickup truck and comes in, and Bilbo overalls, you know, starched, pressed, you know, just as stiff as can be. And he comes in, and he sits down. Nobody else shows up, and he says, "Well, brother, looks like it's just me and you. Says, you reckon I should preach or what?" And the old fellow says, "Well, preacher, I ain't no expert or anything, but I'm just a farmer. But if I load my truck up with hay and I go out to the pasture to feed the cows, if one cow shows up, I feed him." He says, "All right." He says, "I like that." So inspired by this man's enthusiasm, you know, he begins to preach, and he takes off to preach, and he preaches from Genesis to Revelation. Everything he had learned in seminary, he shares and starts making up a few things along the way. You know, after about 2 hours, he finally winds down and he finishes up, and he says to the farmer there, he says, "Brother, what do you think about that?" He said, "Well, preacher," says, "I'm not the expert by any means." He says, "If I go out to the pasture with a load of hay on my wagon, on my pickup truck," he says, "and only one shows up," he says, "I don't give it all to him." Jesus never gave more to his disciples. He never gives more to us than we can handle, than we can consume at any one time. With his disciples, he often had to hold back from giving them information because they just couldn't take it. In our scripture this morning, we have the simplest of callings. The simplest calling that Jesus probably ever uttered. And that calling is ours today as well. Jesus said to them and to us, "Follow me." Now when Jesus issues this call to follow me, I looked at that passage and read it over. It's all in the three synoptic gospels, in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And it's pretty close to the same thing in each one. So it must have really happened. You know, we doubt that Scripture happened. You know, that's what some of the authorities say. If it's included in all the gospels, it must have really happened. Well, I don't quite take that line of thought. If it's in one of them, that's good enough for me. But the same story is told almost identically in three of the four gospels. And when Jesus issued that, I can't help but wonder what kind of people it is that he's looking for. What kind of people did he issue this call to? That's the first question I ask. I think that it's important to note that Jesus seems to be looking for people who have a little motivation, who have a little self-starting ability. You see, he comes upon these fishermen, Andrew and Peter. He didn't go down to Pritchett Park and find somebody laying on the picnic table and ask them to follow him. He went to where the working people were at, people that were already doing things, people that were motivated, and he called them into his ministry to follow him. You know, for us today, we would like to think that all we need to do is sit back in our Christian faith. All we need to do is sit back and be comfortable and never be challenged about doing anything. You know, if God really wants me to witness of my faith to anybody, well, He'll bring somebody to me, won't He? Well, He will do that at times. But there's very few people that come to your door and knock on you and say, "Brother, would you witness to me today?" You got to get out there and be available and be visible and be seen. Again, we don't take this book and go down the road and whack people over the head and beat it into them. But we do need to be people who are about God's business and available to Him. Jesus was looking for workers. Peter and Andrew weren't loafing. They weren't playing checkers down at the barbershop or gossiping, at the drugstore. They were working. Would they have been called if they hadn't been workers? That's a good thought, isn't it? An interesting question. For us, We end up laying around, just waiting for God. Waiting for Him to write in the sky what it is that our will may be for Him, for us. What His will may be for us. Are you being productive? Are you being available? Jesus is also looking for people who will trust Him. He said there in that passage, "I will make you fishers of men." And that important part, "I will make." He didn't say, "You will make yourself into something." He didn't say the church will make you into that. He didn't say a bishop or a district superintendent or a preacher will make you a fisher of men. He said, "I will make you a fisher of men." We try to devise ways to grow the church. We try to devise clever ways to promote the gospel. But what we really need to do to bring people to Jesus is just show them Jesus in our lives. To live our lives day by day in His light and in His grace. We fail to evangelize. We fail to grow in our as a Christian community because we try to take it upon ourselves. We try to take upon corporate America's plans for growth and prosperity. Rather, we need to share Jesus. Follow Him. He will make. Finally, Jesus is looking for people who will respond wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Totally. Immediately, Peter and Andrew did what? Immediately, the Scripture said, they dropped their nets and they followed Him. They left all the security, all the hope of prosperity they knew and followed Him. Total and instant commitment. There was a pig and a chicken walking down the road one day. They walked by the church, and out on the church sign board out there, it said, "Give for world hunger." Well, the chicken said to the pig, "Well, you know, I'm thinking about this thing here. It says, with the contribution that my species can make and the contribution that your species can make, we can feed the whole world a healthy, nutritious breakfast of eggs and bacon every morning. The whole world." Well, the pig thought long and hard about that statement. And his reply to the chicken was, "Well, I'm not so sure about that. That's okay for you to say, because from you it only takes a contribution. For me, it takes total commitment." We like to make a contribution to the cause of Christ. We show up once a week. We put a little bit of money in the collection plate. We move our mouths when the songs are being sung. You know, we've done our due. We've made a contribution. But that, according to the gospel, according to Christ, is not enough. He wants total commitment. Jesus is looking for folks who are workers. He's looking for folks who will trust Him, who will allow Him to transform them, who will allow Him to be what draws people. And He's looking for people who are totally committed. Have you laid it all down? Have you committed totally to the cause of Christ? Would you follow Him today if He issued you that same call? This morning, we're going to have new families come into our midst. Mary, if you want to send somebody to get Rafe and Russ. I know I'm surprising y'all that I'm fast here this morning. But following Him is one of the calls of being new into God's family. And the folks we have this week joining are not new to the Christian family, but they're new to us. And it is one thing, I think, that illustrates that what's going on in our midst, that people are stepping forward and people are accepting that call to follow Jesus. This morning, as we recognize them and as we receive them into membership, I invite you to reaffirm your covenant with God and remember your vows of membership and reaffirm those this day as well.